Shalom, precious saints of God. I'm Reverend Sheila Crawford of Shofar Ministries, and welcome to the news portion of our program. Well, today marks the 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address given by Abraham Lincoln, who Obama said during his campaign was his favorite president. Even so, he declined to be in Gettysburg today to echo the Gettysburg Address. And I've read that the last time he gave it, he actually left out a few words, like the Creator, where it says the Creator has endowed us with unalienable rights. He left out Creator and just said endowed with unalienable rights without saying the Creator. And he also left out the words under God. And I don't know about you, but that says a lot to me. And as well, although certainly not official, for many are not admitting it, Washington, in my mind, has now severed ties with Israel. It was only France who stood strong and would not sign on to a very bad deal that Kerry tried to make with Iran, where Iran essentially did nothing to reduce their achieving the nuclear bomb, nor would they allow international supervision except to just a couple sites as a compromise. Israel has complained that it was kept in the dark on details of the proposed Geneva deal over Iran, despite commitments from Washington, who said they would keep Jerusalem fully apprised, and they did not. Iran's new President Rouhani, of 3 months only, might have made some of these concessions, but it still all boils down to the Ayatollah, who just won't give an inch, except to make some phony promises standing on good faith. If France hadn't said no deal, Kerry would have accepted their promises and Iran would have never even had to receive lesser sanctions. They would continue to receive lesser sanctions. And they have already sped up their nuclear ambitions by adding more underground facilities. And according to the sources close to the situation, said these Geneva talks has given Iran more impetus to move even more quickly. They need more sanctions, not less. Like Kerry wants to do as a good gesture, it's just mind-boggling to me. Anyhow, they're all supposed to meet again tomorrow in Geneva, and my guess is no deal. Add that mess to the Palestinian talks for about the same reason, where the PA's Abbas won't give an inch either. It didn't help matters when Kerry inexplicably lost his cool when Israel announced construction approval for new apartments in a so-called disputed territory, even after Israel's release from prison of those 26 hardened terrorists. Anyhow, those new apartments are to be built in existing Jewish neighborhoods or on the Israeli side of the West Bank security barrier that is likely to end up in Israel's control in any agreement anyhow. But Kerry's surprisingly ferocious reaction was to lump all construction together and denounce it, and then publicly question Israel's commitment to peace, again after giving up all those prisoners. And then Kerry rhetorically threatens Israel by asking whether Israel prefers the Third Intifada, and then openly wonders aloud whether Israel will ever get its troops out of the West Bank. These troops that have worked with Palestinian security forces to fight terrorism and prevent the spread of Hamas influence. It's absolutely disgraceful, and Kerry deserves his failures because now you do have a downtrodden, defeated Kerry who essentially can do nothing, but I, for one, do not feel sorry for him, not in the least. We are seeing the turn from ally with Israel to the enemy of Israel. Woe to America. More tornadoes, anyone? Meanwhile, civil wars continue in Syria and Egypt. Again, There might not be peace anywhere in the Middle East, but what real peace we believers have in knowing God is in control, for His timing is everything. Well, that's enough yuck for tonight, and I welcome your comments. You can send me an email to Sheila at shofarministries.net, and let me know if you'd like to be added to our send list for occasional updates. Also, mark your calendars for December 6th and the first Friday of every month to join us at Chester Christian Center, 11815 Chillicothe Road, which is Route 306 in Chesterland, at 7 p.m., always with a timely message and great worship. Oh, and a reminder, Hanukkah begins next Wednesday at sundown. I hope you will participate in lighting a candle every night for 8 nights. You may visit our archives from last year for an in-depth analysis of this very special time called the Feast of Dedication, when I truly believe, without any doubts, that Jesus was incarnated into Mary's womb on the 8th day of this special time, also called the Feast of Lights. How appropriate. So check out our two-part series dated 11/27 of last year for more information. And finally, it really is just you that keeps this program on the air. We did meet October's payment with a squeeze of 10 cents left over. And I'm not joking. So please pray and ask the Lord what you can do, and may He bless you and keep you very well for helping this end of days ministry. So don't move that mouse. The Shofar Ministries Hour continues right now.
Shalom to all the WHK listeners tonight. And Baruch Adonai Hamvorach, bless the Lord, the Blessed One. Welcome to the Shofar Ministries Hour on WHKWRadio.com. Christian Radio, 1220 AM in the Cleveland area. My name is John Bartlett, your regular co-host with our very informed minister and Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford. Tonight's subject is currently a hot topic for New Agers. The New Agers are prophesying and actually writing books about things that will interest you greatly. You might want to call a friend to tune in for this one, because some enlightening information will be given to you for sure. So get your Bible and your paper and your pen and take some notes as we look into an area not talked about that I have really never heard discussed on the radio on any talk show. But first, let's call upon the Lord, as we always do, to be with us and bless all those who are listening. And, of course, we're going to bring up all the victims in the disasters, first of all. But first of all, I think we should bless the Lord and thank Him. Thank you, Toda Rabba. Thank you very much, Abba, for the opportunity to teach Your word over the air again. Thank You for keeping us on the air. And we please bless all those that help us do that. And we praise You because You are so faithful. We lift up to You those called by Your name throughout the whole world who are suffering from natural disasters and from persecution. And especially those suffering from persecution, Abba, bring them relief and even joy and victory. And the victims of the natural disasters in Illinois, the tornadoes, I guess they were tornadoes. And we lift these people up to You, especially those called by Your name. Send them relief and encouragement and hope. And finally, Abba, I just want to lift up all Christian parents who have children in prison. And there are a lot of them. And I just pray that You turn this awful situation into good and radically change the lives of these young Christians who have made mistakes and are in prison. And we ask You this, and we bless You, and we thank You in advance for all the answers to all the prayers that come in on a weekly basis. In the name of Yeshua, amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. And if you're out there and you do have a child that's in prison, just pray that someone will meet them and show them Christ's love. That's what you want. And it happens many times. People find the Lord in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So could be a good thing.
Could be.
And if you'd like to call in with a question or a comment on tonight's topic, 888-677-WORD. And tonight, we are going to discuss how even the unsaved are predicting the rapture.
Oh, my. I wonder if there's more unsaved that believe in the rapture than there are saved.
I'm wondering. At least a pre-trip.
Well, you know, we were talking about some of that earlier, and you've taught on it in the past, but you didn't... Now, you said it has sped up in the last, I mean, these New Agers preaching this. This has really, the dialogue has really increased over the last 2 years.
Yes. It's interesting because according to the research that I did, they started predicting the rapture with their definition of it and why about 20 years ago.
Wow.
And if I remember correctly, that's about when I started preaching the real rapture.
Wow.
So, it's, I don't know, it's just amazing.
Devil always has his counterfeit.
Yes.
Always.
But anyway, not only are demons manifesting in the heavenlies, but they are sending messages to many on earth, which reveals their true character.
In other words, you mean they're communicating with others, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. In general, these entities are what they call channeling through their prophets that the earth will soon go through a period of cataclysmic changes.
Channeling.
Yeah. The descriptions they give are similar to what we know and read in the book of Revelation called the Tribulation or the Great Tribulation. But also they say that it will be preceded with the evacuation of a vast amount of people.
Hmm. Now that is amazing. They know about the rapture.
Yes, and they're preparing the world for it. So they'll accept their reasoning. And the people will be very deceived and actually are already being deceived because there's many that are believing in the evacuation of a bunch of people.
And a rapid evacuation. We'll find that out later.
Yes, we're going into that.
Now, there's a lot of these people saying channeling these days. A lot of people, a lot of New Agers channeling. Are they all saying this?
Well, now, that is pretty interesting. There are some variations. Okay, depending on the channeler, and we will get into that, but they do all agree on one thing, that millions of people will be removed to another place in space prior to these cataclysmic events.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a pre-trib rapture thing. Anyway, the names of
they're right about that.
I think so. So they do know some things, don't they?
They sure do.
The names of these entities differ as well, but whether they're called aliens or grays or UFOs or and spaceships and all the other things.
Or some dead relative or something even, maybe?
I haven't heard that one.
Okay.
I've heard mostly aliens. Some are called the sons of God, which, of course, as you know, when we studied before, are actually the name for fallen angels.
Wow.
So we know there's still fallen angels in the heavenlies because they're warring. You know, Daniel talked about that.
Mm-hmm, correct.
So we know they're still around. So these sons of God are also here, and one even wrote that they were here before, the sons of God, on earth.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're mixing the truth, some elements of the truth, and a lot of error together.
Well, yes. Yes, they are. But all of it is the work of demons pretending to be from some other galaxy. Their messages, as we're going to see, consist of some basic ideas that are really the diabolical mirror to the Bible.
Yeah, like the cataclysmic events that will come upon the earth that sound so much like what's in the book of Revelation.
That's right.
And also they say they're going to help the humans to overcome these events.
Yes, that's right. They say that they will take those that can't or won't evolve, and that's us, really, that's going to leave first. They're going to
talking
explain,
about us.
Yeah, they're going to explain that by saying that we won't evolve to the next level. So they're going to take us to another planet. Now, they're saying that they're going to take us to another planet to help us to figure out what we're supposed to be doing, I guess. But they're going to take the credit for taking us. And then some of the channelers will say that we'll actually come back later after we've been reprogrammed.
Oh, wow. Really?
And it's funny because we are coming back later after 7 years.
Well, yeah. See, so what's happening here, Satan is getting the world ready for what is coming so that when it does happen, people are not going to really consider it to be the biblical rapture, or they won't even consider the biblical rapture as an option.
That's right.
This will be it for them.
That's right. And I have told people over and over again to make sure that your unsaved friends and family understand that when the rapture happens, that's the sign that we've been telling the truth all along and that Jesus really is who he says. But now I think we should go a step further by explaining to them what they're going to be told in more detail.
Right.
Because it's important.
And we're talking about those that refuse to, or shouldn't say refuse, but that are reserved and they're not ready to accept the Lord as their Savior right now. And they're the ones who will be left behind.
Right. And that's the reason that we're exposing this tonight, hopefully to the church, that we must not only tell our unsaved friends and loved ones, and again, be more specific. Mm-hmm. And I don't know of too many churches or radio ministries or television ministries that are really getting into that.
Hmm.
And I think that's going to be very important when the time comes.
Yeah, because a lot of our ministry today is our seeds for that period of time. People that we
in days.
That for people that won't make it in the rapture, but they will repent as soon as they see these things happen. But they might not repent if they think that this is a we're being taken away to be reprogrammed and so on and so forth.
Exactly. So that's why we have our job cut out for us.
Right.
And we should be doing the Father's business.
That's true.
I think it's time for people to get off that boob tube and start thinking for the Lord.
I think so, too. And you know what? There's something that's really not too bad about the New Agers teaching this. It does give, it legitimizes our theology on a preacher.
I think so. I do think
rapture.
So.
Because if this is what the enemy does or is doing, then we know that he's trying to copy.
Exactly.
To copy God.
Like he does with everything. He perverts everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he always takes what's truth and he perverts it.
And he perverts it. And it's always a little bit of truth with a lot of with a lot of lies.
I see it time and time again. So for him to pervert the rapture, a pre-trib rapture, should make us stand up a little bit and think, wow, maybe it is a pre-trib rapture, which so many people say it's not.
Right.
And so, and then, of course, it also begs the question, how much do demons know?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, they do know some things.
Well, they have to. And Satan did quote from the Bible to Jesus with some perversion, of course.
He did.
Yeah.
And what about the man at Gadara and the man in the synagogue with demons who asked Jesus? The demons actually asked Jesus what he was doing and why he was doing it to them when it was not yet their time to be destroyed or tormented.
Yeah, they said, have you come to torment us before the time?
Yeah.
So they have to know.
They know some things.
They know some things about the future. And anyway, they've been around a lot longer than we have, too.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they know the word, which is why the word never tells us when it's going to be, because God doesn't want the enemy to know.
That's right. But we should know the enemy's tactics.
I think so. Isn't that what you do in war?
Yeah, any good strategy for winning a war would involve knowing what the enemy wants to accomplish.
That's why you send in spies and all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
Anyhow, they say that those that get to remain will evolve to the next level immediately.
Oh, because they're more in tune than we are.
Exactly. And here's the clincher. These demons have also said, through the channelers, that when those certain people leave, a man from among us, or among these aliens, will be raised up with special powers and knowledge.
Sounds familiar.
So you just wonder, the Antichrist, as you know, is going to have a lot of power and miracles and all that stuff. Will it?
Could it be this is the someone they're talking about?
Some kind of part alien or...
Mm.
I don't know.
That's an interesting concept.
It's just a thought, and of course, no, we do not know who this person is, but I think it's a lot more than what we think.
Yes. Anyway. I'm really glad you're covering this topic, because a lot of people really like our line-by-line, when you do a line-by-line Bible study, we take each verse and we break it down. But there's some things that are important that sometimes you have to say, and we have to get this information out, because we do feel the time is short, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. While born-again followers of the Lord will not be here to see what follows, after the rapture, we can safely conclude that sometime shortly after the rapture, the demons will most likely appear as saviors of the world.
Yeah, and they'll have that answer right on the tip of their tongues about the disappearance of, we think, maybe 700 million people, give or take a million.
Yeah, right. Many believe that the aliens / demons will say that they were also the ones that actually seeded the planet.
Yes, that's an idea that you see in the arts and movies and stuff. And they actually say they were the creators of man. And some people are saying
Many are saying that. And anyway, and now they say they have returned to help in the hour of the greatest need. The reason that most of the world will not immediately turn to the God of heaven and earth following the rapture is because the enemy has been conditioning people already for such an event.
Yeah, and many will fall for this lie of who God really is.
That's right. That is the lie.
It's a big one.
So we know the rapture is certain because God has clearly said it would come to pass. And I have pages of scriptures that verify that it is a pre-trib rapture, and we've talked about that.
Yes, we have.
Therefore, Satan...
Who is the father of lies.
Well, don't forget Obama.
Oh,
sorry. He must have some type of event in place to deceive the world when the event actually occurs.
And because he's already preparing these lies, tells us it not only will happen, but it will happen soon.
I think so. And here's where the variations come in, which I said I'd mention. And again, this makes me wonder if some embellishing from the channelers is going on. Some of their own flesh is getting involved, I'm sure.
Yeah, shouldn't all these demons have their stories straight?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, don't they have meetings and everything?
I'm sure they do.
But let me say this, that these channelers are New Agers who have very vivid visions. They really do. And or hear voices. But I'm sure they can't remember it all. So some probably fill in the gaps as they like.
That would be my guess.
But still, they get the main parts correct. Otherwise, they would have to know what the Bible really says, and I kind of doubt that.
Well, I think they know enough of the Bible to rip it off. I think
the demons do.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the New Agers read the Bible.
I think they do.
Some of them do?
Some of them do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyhow, what little I have researched, and I don't want to spend too much time on this because this is a life study, by the way, and I'm not encouraging anyone to study it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wanting to tell you what they're saying, so it'll save you a lot of time.
Yeah.
And because we wouldn't want to take our Bible time away.
Right.
But sometimes the message is that the people evacuated will be resettled to another planet. Sometimes the aliens say, oh, don't worry about them. They'll be taken care of. And sometimes it's the bad aliens that have come to catch people up into their spaceship. So, you know, you see the variations.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And those brave enough to resist will survive,
gotcha,
as portrayed in that movie, the Skyline, whose motto was, do not look up, because those that look at the light will be taken.
Well, isn't that something? Didn't Jesus tell us to look up when we see all these things begin to come to pass? Right in Luke 21:28?
Yes, and we see time and time again, as we have already said, how Satan finds clever ways to encourage people to do just the opposite of what God says. Now, I do have a name for you. Ruth Montgomery wrote a book.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, who are these people
saying
these things?
Oh, there's a bunch of them. But anyway, she wrote a book called Aliens Among Us. And it writes of how the aliens have communicated and has said, and I quote, we are coming in great numbers, not with any intention of harm, but to rescue the earth from pollution and nuclear explosions. Okay? Then there's another one called, her name is Barbara Marciniak, a popular New Age author and channeler, also wrote a book called Bringers of the Dawn, writes of messages that she claims she received from extraterrestrials from the star system Pleiades, and she discusses the disappearance that is coming upon the world. And I wrote down that quote. Could you read that, John?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
This is from an extraterrestrial.
Okay. Ruth Montgomery. The people who leave the planet during the time of Earth changes do not fit here any longer, and they are stopping the harmony of Earth. When the time comes that perhaps 20 million people leave the planet at one time, there will be a tremendous shift in consciousness for those who are remaining.
Mm-hmm.
You better believe there's going to be a shift of consciousness.
Yes. She also shares another message from extraterrestrials regarding the rationale for why millions of people will be taken. And I'll read this.
Mm-hmm.
She said, if human beings do not change, if they do not make the shift in values and realize that without Earth, they could not be here, then Earth, in its love for its own initiation and its reaching for a higher frequency, will bring about a cleansing that will balance it once again. There is the potential for many people to leave the planet in an afternoon. Maybe then everyone else will begin to wake up to what is going on. And she goes on to speak of apocalyptic events that are extremely reminiscent of the words of Jesus, as we've already said.
Mm-hmm.
Some 2,000 years ago, when he spoke of wars and rumors of wars and nation rising against nation, and they both talk about great chaos and turmoil is forming, and that earthquakes are happening more frequently. And she goes on to say, and this is a quote, it will seem as if everything is falling apart and cannot be put back together. Just as you sometimes have rumblings and quakings in your lives as you change your old patterns and move into new energies, well, Earth is shaking itself free, and a certain realignment or adjustment period is to be expected. It will also seem that the animals and fish are departing Earth, but they are just moving over to the new world as it is being formed to await your joining them.
And that's from Bringers of the Dawn. Now, this old name pops up all the time, Ashtar. Don't we have some warnings from Ashtar?
We do. We have a New Age writer, Thelma Terrell, claims to have received messages from Ashtar, the leader of an alien confederation. She also says she was told of the evacuation of millions around the globe.
Well, those familiar with the Bible will immediately catch this, that Ashtar is nothing more than the same demon from Bible times. You know, Asherah, Ashtoreth, Ashtaroth, I
same,
should say. Same entity.
Root word.
Mm-hmm.
In former days, Ashtar was considered a god. But now, Ashtar has come back as an alien.
Oh, as an alien now. Okay.
To warn the citizens of Earth of the impending rapture. However, this demon called Ashtar doesn't really give a true reason for the evacuation. Not this one. The other ones have, but this one doesn't.
Hmm. Well, one thing's for sure, when the rapture does occur, the demonic realm will be ready, because they have been warning people of just, you know, warning them of this event.
Exactly. That's why I think our listeners should be informed. Ashtar has communicated that, and I quote, Earth changes will be the primary factor in mass evacuation of this planet. So there's sort of a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, because of the impending events coming upon the Earth, the alien ships will come in close enough to lift people off the Earth in the twinkling of an eye.
Well, see, there, even their terminology is stolen. His terminology is stolen from the Bible.
I know. Isn't it amazing?
Rapture terminology is stolen right from the Bible.
That's right. So he goes on to say, like, after the first rapture, mankind will be lifted, levitated, shall we say, by the beams from our smaller ships. Now, let me clarify this. They're talking about the major rapture, but then they're also saying that they're going to take a smaller group of people, and that, I believe, is probably really true.
Mm-hmm.
They will actually come and take some and abduct them, like they've been doing on and off for years, that some don't believe.
You're talking about the alien abductions.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, he says that after the major rapture and we put those people on another planet, then they're going to come and levitate by the beams from our smaller ships, he said.
Wow.
Smaller craft will in turn taxi the persons to the larger ships overhead, higher in the atmosphere, where there is ample space and quarters and supplies for millions of people.
And they really believe this nonsense, don't they?
It does sound like nonsense, doesn't it? But it wouldn't surprise me if there won't be some kind of abduction going on right after the rapture. And people will expect it.
Well, I've got to say, in the entertainment and arts, I've seen this theme in movies, and it's repeated over and over in movies. And, you know, so there's some who say that our movies and films are prophetic in a lot of ways.
Well, here's the other thing. You got to remember, at the time of the rapture, there will be total darkness on the earth. Not any light will be here at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So that spiritual darkness is going to enable these demons to really take on and do whatever they want to do.
They're
going to
make their move then.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the demons who are posing as aliens will try to convince mankind that they, in fact, are their saviors.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen the conditioning for this, as you just said, in movies, and people's minds will remember those stories, perhaps, when this all starts coming down.
If they're younger than me, they'll remember.
Yeah, really. There's another New Ager called Thelma Terrell.
Mm-hmm.
Did I already talk about her
yet? I think you did.
Okay, well, anyway, she goes on to say that Ashtar states that great preparation and care has gone into the rescue of mankind. There is method and great organization and a detailed plan already near completion for the purpose of removing souls from this planet in the event of catastrophic events making a rescue necessary. However, she says, there will not be any advance notice of the event and it will happen in a flash. The great evacuation will come upon the world very suddenly. The flash of emergency events will be as a lightning that flashes in the sky. So suddenly and so quick in its happening that it is almost over before you are aware of its presence.
Wow, and obviously then the demon slash aliens, as they like to be called now, need to reassure those left behind that they, in fact, are the ones that are getting the better deal.
That's right.
Because they're going into another dimension.
That's right. So, we're going to take a quick break and have a beautiful song that we've never played before about Jerusalem, because we're going there.
It's by a singing group, a vocal group called The Hoppers.
Okay.
And it's entitled Jerusalem.
All right. And when we come back, we will continue with this discussion. And if you've just turned in, we are looking at how the enemy is strategizing his end time moves, especially when it comes to explaining the rapture, to tip the scales in his favor. Okay, so we'll continue with that, and we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Did not see night. Saw them all.
Oh, welcome back to the Shofar Ministries Hour. We apologize for the quality of that song. There's something was technically went wrong. That's a good song. We'll have that fixed for you.
For next time.
And sorry about that.
Hey, what just happened? Everybody understands, John. Don't worry.
Okay. This is what happens in live radio. You have to go with it. So welcome back, all of our listeners, to the Shofar Ministries Hour. Hey, if you have a question for Sheila, maybe mm-hmm. you'd like her to speak at your church or your group, just email her at sheila@shofarministries.net or just call the office. 440-834-9006. And please leave a detailed message.
And just always know that your donations are very vital to keeping this program on the air and are still tax deductible. So if you would like this program and if you are being blessed and learning from the teachings, then please consider being a contributor of any gift or perhaps even a monthly sponsor.
Yeah, and if you'd like advertising for your company, if you have a company, well, we can do that as well on this program. Please send your love offering to Shofar Ministries, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513 in Burton, Ohio. Or on our web homepage, there is a Partner With Us button on the left side. All donations automatically put you on Sheila's informative newsletter, so be sure to include your email or house address.
Yes, and all newsletters and previous radio shows are archived at shofarministries.net. Remember, the lines are always open for your comments or questions relating to tonight's topic, 888-677-WORD.
Okay, and always remember, the first Friday of every month, we're at Chester Christian Center, at 11815 Chillicothe Road, or 306, let's call it, Route 306 in Chesterland. And we begin that with Messianic worship right at 7 p.m. Join us.
That's right.
First Friday.
Okay, we're back to the remaining minutes here. And again, if you've just tuned in, let me repeat. We are looking at how the enemy, our enemy, the ones we are detailed in Ephesians 6, as rulers of the air,
mm-hmm.
We're looking at how he's strategizing his end-time moves, especially when it comes to explaining the rapture, to tip the scales mm-hmm. in his favor. So he knows there's going to be a pre-trib rapture. Now, since we are in a war against demons, and we already mentioned this before, but I think it bears repeating, what does one side do most often to gain an edge, John?
Okay, and that is gather intelligence about your enemy. Find out what your enemy's up to.
And so that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we see what our enemy is doing and how he's being strategizing for the last 20 years, actually. And it's an answer to the rapture for his advantage.
Yeah, so knowing that, we, the church, can warn the unbelievers and teach the believers of what Satan is up to, so to evangelize better.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, we always do better when we know.
That's true.
And, of course, especially to those that will be left behind, because we are that last generation.
Of course.
Now, we were talking about Ashtar and relating to Thelma.
Thelma Terrell.
That there are actually two phases. Phase one is going to be the great exodus of souls from the planet that will take place at a moment's notice when it is determined that the inhabitants are in danger. That's their strategizing.
Mm-hmm.
However, some people might begin to wonder, well, if such awful events are coming upon the world, then why are they not taken as well? And Ashtar assures them to not take it personally, as everyone will have a part to play. And he goes on and says through Thelma, do not be concerned or unduly upset if you do not participate in the first temporary lift up of souls who serve with us. This merely means that your action in the plan is elsewhere, and you will be taken soon for your instructions or will receive them in some other manner. And these instructions are not necessary for you at this time.
So real abductions are being planned here. Now, as we believe abduction on this program, we believe abductions have been going on for years, and we've had other programs that really covered this subject really well. And you had something interesting. I don't know if we have time for it. For those who doubt abductions, there was a rash of people complaining about implants in their skin that they had no explanation for, and some of these people even believed they were abducted and had these implants put into their underneath their skin. And you had a nice take on this because of your occupation, your former occupation.
Well, yes, as you know, I've been a radiographer for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And we used to receive and subscribe to this magazine called Advance, and they were just for radiographers.
The trade mag.
For science, it was a science professional magazine. Mm-hmm. And this one was dated December of 96. And in here, it actually tells us, and I'll sum it up, that if we should happen to see what looks like a small T on a radiographic image in someone's hand, that we are to let our supervisor know immediately. I mean, it goes on and it explains why, you know, that they believe that there's been some abductions and they get these little
implants.
Yeah, but it's...
They're kind of a triangle shape. And they're very odd material.
T-shaped. Yeah.
And they're very odd. We've kind of seen pictures of them, and we've actually seen moving pictures, films of these things, yeah. And they actually move around when you try to remove
exactly,
them.
Exactly. But I think it's interesting. The only reason I bring this up is that mm-hmm. I was told this was before, you know, I was even thinking about UFOs.
Right.
Really. And they warned us to be looking for it when we x-ray people.
So that really legitimizes that argument to me, because that's a respected trade magazine.
Yeah.
And they're telling you to watch out X-rays. These things are going to show up on the pictures you take.
I know. And I was like, really? At the time, I can remember kind of just...
like going, what's that all about?
Yeah.
Well, now you know.
So anyway, Ashtar has communicated this message to others with an added twist that those taken will have to remain in the third dimension, whereas those that are left behind will then be free to evolve to the fourth dimension.
Hmm.
So anyway, this Ashtar has been leaving messages with other channelers as well in order to make sure that his message is heard and spread.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lady, Hal Lindsey's sister, Joanna Michelson, I believe is her name, is a former New Ager.
Hmm.
But she's now a Christian and has been for many years. But in her book, Like Lambs to the Slaughter, Your Child and the Occult, she writes about the well-known New Age guru, John Randolph Price, who also receives messages from Asher, little variation of Ashtar.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what he says is the spirit guide, he is the spirit guide of many and a moving force behind the New Agers. And apparently there's this article called World Instant of Cooperation in 86, in which thousands of mediators worldwide simultaneously concentrated on world peace, hoping to cause a critical mass launching into the New Age. Anyway, he told him that 2 billion people who didn't go along with the New Age would be wiped off the face of the earth during the coming cleansing.
And isn't it interesting that some of our scoffers complain how we've been claiming for years about this soon-to-come rapture? Well, now Satan has his army.
I know, and they're talking about it, too.
And they're talking about it, too.
I don't know. It gives you a lot to think about.
It surely does.
And one more that I happen to know, wrote about is Kay Wheeler, New Age author and a channeler, who goes by the name of Osmana, describes how Mother Earth is fighting for her life and is in critical condition, which she says is why you see many crises in the world.
Mm-hmm, of course.
She states the Mother Earth must fight for her survival, and we, as light bearers, can help her. We, not us, me and you, John, but the New Agers.
I see.
So she says Mother is cleansing.
Oh, with the Ajax and coming.
It is all she knows to do at this time to clear herself of the pollution that exists within her body, Earth. But you, as light bearers, talking to New Agers, can help your mother cleanse in such a way that does not destroy all life on this planet. And goes on to say, and this is a quote. Can you read that, John?
Yeah. As a part of the cleansing process, many people will be removed from the planet so that the planet can move into the fourth dimension. Earth's population needs to be decreased to bring forth the necessary changes upon this planet to move into the fourth dimension. She states that the changes are coming and that those who want to stay must be of this vibration. Ooh. She says that we should not feel sad for them. I think she's talking about us, right? But rather rejoice for them, and also that now the beings on Earth can move forward. We're holding them back.
Yes, we are.
So do not feel sad about their leaving, she says. They are going home. Many are waiting to be with them again. They must move on, for their thought patterns are of the past. And that's what that keeps the Earth held back. So we're holding back evolution and everything else.
Well, I think that's interesting that they say that, because we are restraining it.
Well, we are.
And again, that goes back to the Bible.
I know.
They get truth from the Bible, and then they pervert it, and that's what demons do all the time.
And I'll tell you, they also
take a little bit of truth,
and then
these people that aren't in the Bible, but maybe know a little bit of the Bible, they'll hear that and they'll go, oh, yeah, they're quoting the Bible, so everything must be true.
That's right. And it's just like the old rat poison argument that rat poison is 99.99% real food, and it's only that 0.001% that's
correct.
Actually the poison.
And what does that remind you of?
But it still kills you.
Yeah. A little leaven?
A little leaven.
The whole lump.
Yep.
Okay, we only have a few minutes to kind of do a summary of what we talked about this last hour.
Yeah, we have talked about some stuff I wasn't expecting, but hey.
And I also wanted to tell you that I ordered
you have the book.
Project World Evacuation, it's called, and it's a picture of a spaceship, and it's beaming up people, and they're going up into the spaceship. But it says, UFOs to assist in the great exodus of human souls off this planet.
Wow.
And they've been saying it for 20 years. This book is about 15 years old.
Hmm. But it's still in print, obviously.
Yeah, well, I got it cheap. That's the only reason I got it.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, let's summarize what we've talked about tonight.
The messages from demonic forces as aliens given to us by the New Agers is clear. They're calling for major Earth changes and cataclysms upon the Earth. As a result, many will be removed from the Earth in the twinkling of an eye by the aliens to remain in the third dimension while everyone else moves into the fourth dimension. The rapture is certain, and Satan has prepared for the event through channelers and even some movies. Unfortunately, if the church does not warn unbelievers, for many, the rapture will not be an event that makes them look up to God, but to the aliens posing as man's savior. And that's what this program has been all about, to educate you to counter the devil's deception. And you really need to be telling those out there that are unsaved exactly what this lie is all about, and to be specific.
Yes, and your family members that are unsaved, because
yes.
We believe that the disappearance of the church, of God's chosen people for this generation, that event is going to cause a lot of people to become believers.
That's right. So we got to get them on the right track.
Okay.
So let's close.
All right. Now I want to ask you, listener. Is Jesus Lord over your whole life, or do you just have a head knowledge of him and not really the heart conviction? All you have to do to remedy that is just get on your knees, and we do recommend getting on your knees, and repent.
It's humbling.
Yeah. Tell him of those individual sins that are keeping you in bondage. You know he knows anyway. You know what they are. They're weighing you down. And then you just commit or even recommit, whatever the case may be, your life to Yeshua. He's your Savior. He is the Messiah of the whole world. Remember, it's always your choice of where you spend eternity. God sends no one to hell. You decide yourself where your soul that never dies spends eternity. It has to go somewhere, and there's only two places, with God or with Satan.
That's right.
He leaves the decision to you.
That's right. And then fulfill that great commission. Do what Jesus told us to do. Go and tell others. Jesus loves them and wants them as one of his own. For judgment is very near, people. Now, John, could you say the Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6:22 in his perfect language?
Yevrecha ka Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav v'lecha v'ichunecha. Yisa Adonai panav v'lecha v'yasem lecha. Shalom.
Boy, that's so beautiful. That says in English, the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Remember, mark your calendars for the first Friday of every month, Chester Christian Center in Chesterland at 7 p.m., 11815 Chillicothe Road, which is Route 306. Join us again next Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Until then, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, Jerusalem, shall prosper.
Not maybe.
And that's Psalm 122:6. Until next week, shalom.
Shalom. Get out and witness.
Thanks for spending your hour with Sheila Crawford and the Shofar Ministries broadcast on AM 1220 The Word. If you would like to help keep the show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click on the donate button on the left-hand side of the page, and it'll take you to PayPal's secure payment site. If you don't use the Internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments you have about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@shofarministries.net. That's Sheila@shofarministries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program is sponsored by Shofar Ministries.